The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be presenting the latest vision news. Today's Vision News is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about the services provided by the Apex Lions Club, go to apexlions.org. First up, from idpwd.org, the International Day of People with Disabilities. The future is accessible. Donate now. Our NDIS services. Accessing your NDIS funding and transitioning to the scheme is only half the journey. The other half is about activating your plan and implementing the supports that meet your needs and preferences. We are the experts in tailoring your SIL plan so you can live as independently as possible. Supported Independent Living, SIL. You know your needs, and we know at the NDIS. Together, we can design in-home and in the community disability and health and well-being supports to match your preferences so you can get the support you need to live the life you want. Learn more at the hot link. Mainstream opportunities. Under the NDIS, we focus on supporting people to access mainstream opportunities that meet their goals and aspirations. We support people to build on their skill sets while undertaking activities which align with their passions and interests. Learn more at the hot link. Free Disability Advocacy Service. We offer a free disability advocacy service that assists participants with the NDIS in a number of ways. We assist to make an internal review of a decision made by the NDIS regarding your application. If packages offered are not sufficient in meeting your needs, then you have the option to ask that the decision be reviewed by another NDIS officer. Learn more at the hot link. The annual observance of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, IDPD, on the 3rd of December was proclaimed in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 47/3. The observance of the day aims to promote an understanding of disability issues and mobilize support for the dignity, rights, and well-being of persons with disabilities. The global observance to commemorate the International Day of Persons with Disabilities will be around the overarching theme of innovation and transformative solutions for inclusive development, covering three interactive different dialogues on the following thematic topics: innovation for disability inclusive development and employment, SDG 8; innovation for disability inclusive development and reducing inequality, SDG 10; innovation for disability inclusive development, sport as an exemplar case. IDPWD is a special time to celebrate the achievements and contributions of PWD, as well as increase public awareness, understanding, and acceptance. Quote by Wade Lang, L-A-N-G-E, founder and UN ambassador for IDPWD. From AFB.org, Advice and Information in the Access World Archives. Over the years, we have published a great deal of material related to employment in our Access World magazine. Though much of the content we have published is time-specific, there are still many articles with information and advice still of use today. Historically, we published a column in Access World titled Employment Matters. Now, our Employment Journeys series, which detailed the life and work of people who are blind and or low vision and successfully employed. In addition to providing a survey of the various possible careers currently held by people with blindness or low vision, the articles all include advice and suggestions from interviewees for those seeking to gain or maintain employment. In addition, we have published other articles on employment in general, which also include valuable advice and thoughtful ideas. As an example, in the October 2011 issue, we published an article regarding interview preparation by Joe Strachey, S-T-R-E-C-H-A-Y. Like Likewise, J.J. Medda, M-E-D-D-A-U-G-H, detailed the accessibility of needed forms for those operating their own small business in August 2020, information that is still valuable today. In this piece, we present a couple of notable examples of advice Access World authors have presented over the years. In her 2016 article, Employment Perspective, Rethinking the Purpose of Work, Neva Fairchild has this to say regarding seeking a job. Talk to people about their work. Start with your family and friends. They are your network. Learn about their career paths, the companies they work for now, and those they have worked for in the past. They just might be a connection that will turn into a chance for you to apply for a job opening, even before it is posted to the public. Look for a need. Is there always a long line at Subway when you go to grab a bite of lunch? Perhaps they are short-staffed. You might just be the person they're looking for to fill a need that no one else can fill. Look for opportunities where you are. Businesses close to home, on the nearest bus route, or near where a family member or neighbor already works can make getting to work easier for you. In October 2010, Joe Strecce wrote a fantastic article titled Insider Tips for Getting the Most from Vocational Rehabilitation. Even now that it is 13 years old, the article is still absolutely full of excellent advice, and I highly recommend reading it if you are currently working with or planning to work with vocational rehabilitation. One quote that stood out to me was, "It is important to realize your job search is your job, and gaining the most from your VR experience is part of that job. Job seeking is a job in and of itself. You should get up in the morning thinking about ways to find a job and then follow through." All of these pieces can be found in our Access World Back Issues section. The archive includes every Access World article ever published, stretching all the way back to our first issue in January of 2000. If you are interested in the history of accessibility and how it has changed and evolved, the Back Issues page contains a wealth of information on this process. As one example, this article detailing students' technology use from 2007 illustrates the stark differences between the world before and after the advent of the accessible iPhone. The tasks are the same, but the landscape has changed so much. Braille note takers now run the same operating systems, Android and Windows, as mainstream devices. The multiple devices used for specific tasks, reading, email, chatting, scanning, are now often replaced by a single smartphone. The change didn't take long either. Within 4 years of this article, much of these changes had already taken place. I encourage you to take a look through our archive. You never know what you'll find. From NPR.org, big toy makers introduce more accessible toys, hoping to engage more kids. Toy makers want to open their markets to a more diverse range of kids and adults. Among them, Lego is selling playsets with Braille bricks. Toys, they haven't always been something all kids get to enjoy. But now toy makers are coming out with products that work for more kids, including differently abled children. David Hagenbuch is a professor of marketing at Messiah University in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. There's an interview with Layla Fadel, host. David Hagenbuch, for some of them, that light bulb is just kind of going off that it doesn't have to be any kind of a concession to go after a market that is underserved. Daniel Estrin, host. For example, Lego now sells bricks with the little bumps arranged in Braille. They're designed to help kids with visual impairments learn Braille and encourage kids with unimpaired sight to play with them, too, for a new kind of learning experience. Mark Riccobono. The reality is that Braille, just like learning print, is all about how it's taught. Fadel. That's the president of the National Federation of the Blind, Mark Riccobono. He says Braille isn't a language, it's a code. Riccobono. Kids love codes, right? We like to write secret messages and all sorts of things. So if we get sighted kids engaging with Braille, using it as a code, using it in fun and imaginative ways, it will demystify Braille. Estrin. Professor Hagenbuch says incorporating touch also helps create lifelong fans. Hagenbuch. The more senses that can be involved for any of us as consumers, the more likely we are to remember a brand that we appreciate and might facilitate our finding of that brand. Fadel. Lego includes instructions in Braille and audio for some playsets. It's also incorporated minifigures that look more diverse. One playset comes with more than 40 different heads featuring different skin tones and hairstyles. Estrin. Mattel, meanwhile, has also given more of their Barbies different body types, including some that come with wheelchairs and prosthetic limbs. Hockenbrook says it reflects a mindset you find in other industries as well, to do good. Hockenbrook, they also want to go above and beyond and do something for society that's going to make a lasting impact. It's going to move the needle in positive ways in our world, and not just simply fulfill that basic exchange between business and consumer. Fidel, the joys of toys for kids around the world of all different types. Soundbite of music closes the interview. Copyright 2023 by NPR, all rights reserved, etc., etc. From ACB.org, the American Council of the Blind announces the 2023 Audio Description Awards Gala recipients. Dateline Alexandria, Virginia, November 15th. The American Council of the Blind, ACB, announces the individuals and organizations honored at the 2023 Audio Description Awards Gala held November 14th. Created in 2021 to recognize achievement in audio description in entertainment and educational media, the awards gala featured celebrity guests, film clips, and multiple award categories. For the first time, the gala was broadcast in English and Spanish. Hosts Marilee Talkington and Conchita Hernandez Legorreta welcomed guests from the arts, entertainment, and sports worlds to celebrate accessible media, books, and video games. Awards were presented to Jim Stovall, AD Visionary, Netflix, AD Game Changer Innovation, Naughty Dog / Sony, AD Game Changer Gaming, Imagination Storybooks, AD Game Changer Education, Hallmark Media, AD Game Changer, Popular Entertainment. Paramount, AD Game Changer, 100% Access. Warner Brothers Discovery, Outstanding Achievement, Live Events. Semillitas, Outstanding Achievement, Spanish Media, USA. BBC iPlayer, Outstanding Achievement, International Media. Wednesday, Netflix / IDC, People's Choice Award, Series. Everything Everywhere All at Once, A24 / Deluxe U.S., People's Choice Award, Film. Sponsors of the awards gala include Amazon, Microsoft, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Fox Corporation, Paramount, Spectrum, VTAC, and the National Association of Broadcasters. Supporters of the Audio Description Project include Sony Corporation of America and the Walt Disney Company. The awards gala was broadcast with captions and audio description, and in Spanish. The English AD was written by Joel Snyder, Audio Description Associates, LLC, and voiced by Ren Leach. The Spanish AD and Spanish dubbing was created by DiCaprio's team. The AD scriptwriter was Andrea Jimenez, that's G-I-M-E-N-E-Z, with narration by Oscar Javier Cuesta, C-U-E-S-T-A. Captions were provided by VidTech. The awards gala is available on ACB Media, ACB YouTube channel, ADAAwardsGala.org, Peacock, courtesy NBC Universal, subscription required, available through December 31, 2023. There are hot links for each of those sources. Visit ADAAwardsGala.org for more. About the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind is a national member-driven organization representing Americans who are blind or have low vision. For more than 60 years, ACB has been a leader in national, state, local, and international advocacy. With 68 affiliates, ACB strives to increase independence, security, equality of opportunity, and the quality of life for all people who are blind or have low vision. For more, visit www.acb.org. From FightingBlindness.org, Foundation Fighting Blindness appoints Jeff Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, as Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer. Media Contact, Chris Adams, Vice President Marketing and Communications. See Adams at FightingBlindness.org. Call 410-423-0585. Dateline, Columbia, Maryland, November 29th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the driving force in the global development of treatments and cures for blinding diseases, welcomes Jeff Kloss, a seasoned healthcare and technology nonprofit leader, to its team as the Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer. Kloss joins the Foundation Fighting Blindness with a distinguished career that spans over 25 years in senior executive global management roles. He brings a wealth of experience and a track record in driving impactful strategies and fostering innovation across a spectrum of industries. His commitment to leveraging technology and innovation to drive social impact and revenue growth aligns seamlessly with the Foundation's mission to drive the research for treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Throughout his career, Kloss has held pivotal roles in prominent organizations, such as the American Cancer Society, where he served as the Executive Vice President and Chief Digital Officer. There, he led multiple teams contributing to $700 million in annual revenue, emphasizing results-driven initiatives connecting technology to patient outcomes. Kloss possesses a unique blend of executive leadership in publicly traded companies and a successful track record as an entrepreneur. Along with American Cancer Society, his roles at Black Baud, BLACKBAUD, and Christie, where he served as Vice President of Healthcare and Vice President of Americas, respectively, underscores his proficiency in guiding large organizations towards significant growth. Conversely, his entrepreneurial journey is exemplified by having co-founded and served as the Chief Executive Officer of International Audiovisual Inc., where he successfully navigated the company through capitalization strategies and a strategic transition to a private equity group buyout. Kloss's dual expertise in both corporate leadership and entrepreneurship uniquely positions him to drive transformative strategies at the intersection of innovation and business for the Foundation Fighting Blindness. A distinguished academic, Kloss serves as a professor in innovation, entrepreneurship, and social good at the University of California, San Diego, further amplifying his commitment to educating and fostering the next generation of leaders. We are thrilled to have Jeff Kloss join our executive leadership team at the Foundation Fighting Blindness, says Chief Executive Officer Jason Menzo. His extensive experience, entrepreneurship mindset, and passion for technology and philanthropy perfectly complement our team. His proven ability to learn to deliver revenue growth will play a pivotal role in advancing our mission toward treatments and cures for blinding diseases. In this newly created role, Kloss will steer the Foundation Fighting Blindness toward groundbreaking strategies, innovation, and partnerships that drive revenue, programs, and solutions aimed at driving the research for treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Under his leadership, Kloss will oversee the departments of development, community engagement, chapters, events, and marketing and communications. I am deeply honored to be a part of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, an organization at the forefront of research for blinding diseases, says Jeff Kloss. This opportunity not only reflects my professional journey, but also allows me the opportunity to address the challenges my family and others face by blinding retinal diseases. About the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Established in 1971, the Foundation Fighting Blindness is the world's leading private funding source for retinal degenerative disease research. The foundation has raised more than $915 million toward its mission of accelerating research for preventing, treating, and curing blindness caused by the spectrum of blinding retinal diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, and Usher syndrome. Visit fightingblindness.org for more information. From dclibrary.libnet.info, Unseen, Film Screening and Q&A. Honor International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Join us in celebration of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities with this award-winning documentary screening. Synopsis: most people dream of a better future. Pedro, an aspiring social worker, is no different. But as a blind, undocumented immigrant, Pedro faces political restrictions to obtain his college degree, secure a job as a healthcare provider, and support his family. As he finally graduates, uncertainty looms over Petro. What starts as a journey to provide mental health for his community ultimately transforms into Pedro's path toward his own healing. Through experimental cinematography and sound, Unseen reimagines a cinema accessible for blind, low-vision audiences while exploring the intersections of immigration, disability, and mental health. Runtime, 88 minutes. Film presented with open captioning and open audio description. The screening will be followed by a Q&A with Conchita Hernandez Legreta, Impact producer for the film. For other reasonable accommodations, contact the Center for Accessibility at DC plus PL access at dc.gov or call 202-727-2142. From the NLPBC Facebook group, posted by Ying Ting Chu, CHIU, "Hello parents, I am Dr. Ting, founder of the International Network of STEM for the Blind and Low Vision. A couple of our Giving Tuesday campaign donors would like to give their tactile, embossed braille and graphics Christmas sticker sheets to kids who are blind or have low vision. If you want to get one sticker sheet for your child, please email your mailing address and full name to contact at intlstemblv.net. We will be shipping the stickers your way for free. There are 4 sheets available. First come, first serve. Thank you. About the stickers, image description. Each A4 sticker sheet contains 6 different designs, printed in full color with embossed braille and graphics. The diameter of each sticker is about 3.1 inches, approximately 8 centimeters, and the braille is grade 1 UEB, using capitals and punctuation. Number 1, Season's Greetings, purple background with holly in green and red. Number 2, Happy New Year, green background with yellow and red bells. Number 3, Happy Christmas, purple background with orange and yellow star. Number 4, Merry Christmas, pink background, Christmas tree with yellow star. Number 5, Happy Christmas, navy background with pink present and yellow bow. Number 6, Let It Snow, pale blue background with pink and white snowman. From MasterpieceRelief.org, Vision. The vision of Masterpiece Relief is to become a national and international traveling exhibition for the visually impaired and all art enthusiasts to enjoy the 3D creation of popular masterpieces. Mission: promote and create opportunities for the education, discovery, and celebration of art history through the sense of touch for individuals who live with a visual impairment. Benefits: using tactile 3D, individuals will gain a sense of details, facial expression, and a perception of the backgrounds, depth perception, size, details of clothing, facial expression. Masterpiece artworks. Artwork selection. To select the most famous recognizable artwork available, excluding those with nudity or of religious nature. Drawing. Tomas begins the procedure by producing a drawing scaled to make the touch and feel comfortable. Sculpture. A detailed relief sculpture is painstakingly recreated in clay, rubber mold, and plaster. Next, a rubber mold is created and a plaster piece is formed. This validates the detail of the art piece, and any imperfections are caught and rectified in the sculpture process. Bronze artwork. Once the plaster piece is satisfactory, the mold is sent to the foundry for casting. Bronze patina. Chemicals and heat are applied to areas of the sculpture to create colors and enhance the artwork. Artwork below. Artwork pieces shown at various different stages going from drawing to bronze. Mona Lisa drawing. Tomas painstakingly established the scale and size of Mona Lisa drawing. The drawing has been scaled up to accommodate the visually impaired and the blind. Mona Lisa in plaster. Plaster piece available. Mona Lisa in bronze. The Mona Lisa is an iconic portrait painted by the Italian Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci around 1503 to 1506. This masterpiece features a woman with an enigmatic smile and a captivating gaze set against a distant landscape. The painting's meticulous attention to detail, delicate blending of colors, and the subject's intriguing expression have made it one of the most recognized and studied works of art in the world. The Mona Lisa continues to captivate viewers with its timeless allure, and its aura of mystery and elegance persists, inviting contemplation and admiration for Leonardo's artistic brilliance. American Gothic also follows the same steps. American Gothic is an iconic artwork created by American painter Grant Wood in 1930. This masterpiece is known for its portrayal of rural American life during the Great Depression era. The painting features a stern-faced farmer and his daughter standing in front of a simple Gothic-style farmhouse with distinctive pointed windows. The duo's stoic expressions and the sharp, detailed style of the painting contribute to its enigmatic and thought-provoking nature. American Gothic has become a symbol of American identity and resilience, capturing the essence of a challenging period in the nation's history, while sparking discussions about rural life, identity, and the American experience. Van Gogh's Starry Night, also images of the steps involved. Starry Night stands as one of the most celebrated and recognizable artworks created by Dutch post-impressionist painter Vincent van Gogh in 1889. This masterpiece depicts a swirling night sky filled with vibrant swirling stars and a luminous crescent moon set over a quaint village and a cypress tree. The painting's vivid colors, energetic brush strokes, and dreamlike composition convey a sense of emotional intensity and van Gogh's unique perspective on nature. Starry Night is not only a testament to the artist's inner struggles and creativity, but also a visual representation of the connection between the natural world and the human spirit, inviting viewers into a world where imagination and reality intertwine. Girl with a Pearl Earring in bronze, and also plaster and drawing. Girl with a Pearl Earring is a captivating artwork crafted by Dutch artist Johannes Vermeer around 1665. This enigmatic painting portrays a young woman adorned with a distinctive pearl earring, gazing directly at the viewer with an air of mystery and intimacy. The play of light and shadow on her face and the luminous glow of the pearl contribute to the painting's allure and realism. Often referred to as the Mona Lisa of the North, the artwork's quiet elegance and the subject's enigmatic expression have spurred endless interpretations and fascination, making it an enduring masterpiece that transcends time and captivates the imagination of all who gaze upon it. There is more and contact information included at masterpiecerelief.org. From the Assistive Technology Community for the Blind and Visually Impaired Facebook group, we have this post from Joe Stinton. I'm sorry, I meant Darren Reed, D-A-R-R-I-N-R-E-I-D. Alpha Braille Blaster announce bounce at freelists.org on behalf of Michael Whapples, W-H-A-P-P-L-E-S. I am pleased to announce the release of Braille Blaster 2.1.2 Beta. There are a good number of bug fixes and improvements in this release, including better file handling support, better support for tables and improvements to the Find and Replace tool, as well as some fixes for math, emphasis, and other general use. As usual, this release can now be downloaded from the Braille Blaster website, and the full release notes can be found below. Finally, we feel we are getting close to a point where we can make a 2.1.x stable release, so we would really appreciate feedback from those who do try this beta release. Braille Blaster 2.1.2-beta, November 20th, 2023. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Vision News. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's episode is underwritten by the Apex Lions Club, serving the community since 1937 by providing services and financial support for people who are blind, have low vision, or print disabilities. To learn more about our services, go to apexlions.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind, have low vision, and print disabilities. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please call 919